welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it is time for another quickie because there is always time to fit in inspiration. It's vital. So I want to talk to you about some of the biggest things that block us from our major life goals that we have. Some of them might be a surprise to you. And for those of you who only follow the podcast, and maybe don't follow me on other social media, right now I am partnering, getting ready to ramp up and partner and affiliate with Gabrielle Bernstein for her Spirit Junkie Masterclass. And I am so excited because this class absolutely rocked my world, changed my life, helped me gain a lot of confidence in my message. And now I get to partner with her and bring you a massive, massive surprise. So if this is your year of self-development, of really stepping out, of investing in yourself, you guys are going to want to stay tuned. But with that, I'm sharing a lot of different videos and really a lot of different things are coming up. And I'm really chatting about a lot of the different things that I learned at the masterclass and things that I've instilled and implemented in my life that have been such game changers and really helped me step out, own my voice, own my business, know my worth, also monetarily know my worth, right? Because I had to really separate myself and understand what that meant and how to charge people, how much to charge, when to charge, all that good stuff. So many layers, right? When we step out into the entrepreneurial world. And I've been in it for a while, but really taking that next leap to where you want to be, where you have more creative time and more freedom. So I want to talk about these blocks. And number one on her video, first of all, I want you guys to go to loriharder.com/video to really get her take on everything. And I'm going to kind of riff off of some of these videos because it's just, it's pulling up a lot of amazing stuff for me. And I did a Facebook Live over the weekend. And truly, it ended up being over a 30-minute Facebook Live with so many people chiming in and saying it was the best one that they have ever been on because we talked about money and saying how it's not a dirty word and how earning is amazing and it's spiritual and you can do incredible things and what that does for you. And I want to get really, really real with you guys to let you know all about your earning potential and what you're capable of doing. So one of the main blocks is, who am I? Who am I to do this work? Who am I to charge this amount? Who am I to share this message? And of course, we know the Marianne Williamson poem, who are you not, right? Who are you not to be beautiful, brilliant, share this message, share your light, share it with the world because you know it's inside of you. You know it. You're shaking your head. Yes, you know it. You just have fear built all around it. But hopefully you've been listening to this enough and we're going to peel that back, crack this open and give you a whole lot of tools in order to really step in and own that and know that, because I know in your soul, you know you have a big message to share and hopefully you've already started sharing it. So number two is not knowing your worth or when to charge. So a lot of people say, you know, I love sharing and I love healing and I love helping people and I love being an inspiration, but I just don't know how I can transition. And right now, maybe I'm a teacher or I'm a nurse or maybe I'm a personal trainer or whatever that thing is that you are, that maybe you just want to add more spirituality. Maybe you want to add life coaching. Maybe you want to add a whole other element to your business. And when do I start charging? Well, for me, I'm going to tell you how I knew. I knew because my inbox was completely overflowing. And a lot of the questions seemed to be the same questions, the same common themes. And it was a lot of the things that I loved to talk about. And I would write and write and write people back. And then they started asking me if they could book some of my time. And I was like, I don't, you know, have any programs for that yet. So no. So of course, what happens when you don't have a program? you are either going to do everything for free or you're going to start resenting it and get really burnt out. Well, I realized that I wasn't even going into my emails or inboxes anymore. Like, I was getting hundreds of emails and messages. And you guys, even if you're getting 5 or 10 and you're starting to be really overwhelmed because you don't have time to get your own work done, that's when you need to start saying, okay, what am I getting asked the most? What is a product I could create? So fitness enthusiasts, if you're getting asked what you eat the most, maybe you could show, or you could create a cookbook, or you could show a day in the life of, or you could book time and say, hey, I book 30 minute spots for X amount of dollars. And I get on and I just talk to you and tell you what I do, show you how I do it, whatever that is. So if they don't want a time slot, that's great. Then they're not your people, right? But you have to start charging for your time if all of a sudden you hit that point of getting overwhelmed. Now, there is a certain point, which you just heard, where you're going to do that for free for a while. And I did that for free for probably 2 years. I just answered emails, answered messages, really just got my message out there while I was a personal trainer, right? While I owned a studio, while I was doing I started doing network marketing. And you know, I wanted to transition more into this mindset space. I really wanted to be speaking more. I wanted to be throwing events, but I wasn't there yet. So until I really started getting my message out there, that's when the questions all shifted, right? That's when they started talking more about, hey, you know, I don't know what my worth is. How do I even know that? Then I was like, that's a great conversation. I'll start talking about that for free. You know, it's all of these different things. Know what your audience wants. Start talking about it. And then watch how your inbox and your emails and your comments change. Really watch the need for what they want. Create a program around that and realize that you're giving somebody a service that they desire. So that is when you can start knowing, really when you can start charging for something. I hope that helps you guys. There's a million other scenarios, but that can be a really good spot for you if you're like, wow, I'm totally avoiding all my stuff because I can't do this for free anymore, right? You want to be of service, but it's stressing you out and you have no time. That is a brilliant place to start. So transitioning. I firmly believe you should not transition until you have more than made up for the income that your current job is providing, and you're sure it's going to be that way. So now a lot of other people say they just leap or they just quit, but it's totally up to you. For me, I went the route of making sure that my income was made up for, just because I didn't want to come from a place of lack or need or desperation around my programs. I never wanted to put that feeling out there that I needed these people in order to live the lifestyle that I was living, or in order to pay my rent, or in order to pay my car payment, whatever that looked like. So for me, I was able to create from a space of complete service, right? I was able to just really give of myself and not worry about it when I decided to completely make the transition, because I did it alongside of my other job. So love your job. View it as the most beautiful, supportive way to do the work that you love, right? So even if you're like, wow, I really don't love this job, it's giving you so many lessons every single day that the people who you are teaching and you're going to be working with are experiencing. So you need to really be in a state of heightened awareness and really know, okay, how can I turn this into a lesson? Why is this happening for me, right? Because you're going to carry that into the next space that you're going into. Okay, third, this one might freak some of you guys out, and I like that. So desiring just enough to get by from your business is not supporting your biggest goals. So I want you to write down some of your biggest goals. And for some people, if that is your only goal, to just not be stressed out, period. No more to that sentence. You're not allowed to add any more. Just not be stressed out, period, right? So in my life, I desire to make a massive impact. I want to help people fulfill their dreams and be of high, high service and get their message out there in a major way. And I really want that to be through helping entrepreneurs, spiritual entrepreneurs. And in my journey, I have learned that that takes money. So I not only want to make enough to get by, I want to make enough to support my family, which I have. I now get to pay for my parents' housing and their car and get to take them on amazing trips of memories that they've never had before. Check. I feel amazing. Now I'm moving on and I'm working so hard to help other entrepreneurs create amazing lives, right? So in order to do that, I understand in my business, it has taken extra cash flow. I wanted to put on events where I could provide a beautiful space for women to crack open, to come together in a tribe and make them realize what it's like to be in a tribe of supportive women. I get to do that at the Bliss Project every single year. And you guys, info on that is at theblissproject.info. But I could not have done that for the first time if I did not have the capital to be able to invest in that and not be so freaked out from a place of desperation if I did not sell every single ticket, because it was so expensive to put that event on that I, if I would have had to sell every single ticket, people would have felt it. They would have been like, this girl is desperate. She's never even done this event before. Like, I'm not going to this. She sounds crazy, right? She has to fill these seats. She's freaking out right now. Instead, I could tell them what I envisioned. I could actually sit in meditation and be calm and visualize a room of 200 women showing up for my very first event. And that happened. And now, 4 events later, we sell out the event with 300 women. It's absolutely incredible. And I would have never, ever, ever, ever been able to do that if I first would not have committed to working for free, to really creating the money, knowing where I was comfortable, and then being able to create from a place of abundance, right? And I want to be able to help other women pay that forward. That is what my whole life is about. So getting back to desiring just enough to get by. If I desire just enough to get by, none of this would be happening. And I surely could not do this podcast because I would not have the time. This takes hours and hours and hours out of my week to sit here for free, to hope that this falls on ears of people, inspires them to live their greatest freaking potential, because it's in you. It's in you. And all it takes is one person to believe in you. And I am that person for you. So just know that I am here. I believe in you. There are so many other people that are connecting through this podcast and they are rooting you on as well. I just had that one person in the beginning who just said, hey, I believe in you. You can absolutely do this. Why not you? Why not you? Do you hear me? Turn up your volume. Are you ready? Soak it in. Open up your heart. Put your head back. Put your shoulders back. Why not you? It is you. It is you. Do you hear me? Are you shaking your head yet? It is you. So if that just made you shake, get ready because you're in for a big ride. So desiring just enough to get by is not okay. You have a big message. You have a lot of people to help. And monetarily, you can do that in, so, I mean, if you earn monetarily, you can do that in such a big way. Now, I know I'm going to get some people who are like, oh, but I don't have money. I can't even help people. Or I don't agree with that. I think your worth is just knowing who you are. That's awesome too, you guys. Commit to how you want to help. I told you how I want to help. I want to help entrepreneurs in a big way, get their dream out there, make massive impact, right? I want good people to have money to be making massive impact, because right now there are a lot of people who are big influencers who have ability to do a lot of incredible things, but maybe they don't have the voice that we want, right? So if you want a change, be that change. If you want a change, be that change. So I know that I want to be a part of that big change. And now there's many ways to make big change, right? It can be holding the door, helping people, volunteering your time. We need all of these things. It's just, how do you want to be of service? Commit to that. I'm talking to the people who want to be of service in the way that I want to be right in this moment, right? And all of those other people, you guys, we need you more than anything. All of those people who want to help in a different way, we absolutely need you to step up as well. Step up, step out. Don't feel helpless. Keep going. Do what you need. I'm happy to help. You guys, I hope that you see what I'm saying when I say desiring just enough to get by is not okay if you have these big dreams, because they require you to support yourself in a major, major way. I know when I said on my Facebook Live the other day, I said, what would you be doing right now if you had the money to free yourself? And so many people wrote, help people, pay for my parents, pay for their house, feed the starving. I would volunteer my time and travel all over. I would adopt a million kids and help all these different families. And I would help kids with cancer. And, you know, all I could say to that was, all right. So do we need to desire more than just enough to get by? Because if you want free time, money is just an energy. It buys you the free time. It buys you the experience. It buys you the travel, right? It buys you space. It buys you time to not be stressed so you can think of a creative way to help create a new foundation, to raise money for kids with cancer, whatever that is, you guys. Please, 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 if you're interested in seeing more of this conversation, go to my Facebook page. It's my personal page, Lori Harder, and you can check out the Facebook video from, I believe it was from Saturday or Sunday, about knowing your worth. So, also, I want you guys to go piggyback on this video, write a comment, leave a comment on Gabby's video, loriharder.com/video. And that is going to be the three most common mistakes that block your success from her, in her opinion. And I love it. These are all things that I implement now that are absolutely game changing for me as well. So I would love to hear from you. If you love this episode, make sure that you share it with your friends. I'm super passionate. I'm super fired up, you guys. And I'm so grateful for you. I've just gotten really, really beautiful comments and shares on this podcast, and it means the world to me. So find me on social media. Let me know what you think. Talk back to me. I would love to hear your opinion. I want to know what you want to learn about. All right. Much love, you guys. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye-bye. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.